In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, an outdoor enthusiast, or a, it says here, a tall comedy icon with flowing ginger locks and a love of American history. Hey, that's me!
Oh, okay.
I think it's me.
Flowing ginger locks?
Nah, they went too far. Anyway, whatever you
icon?
Are, you'll that's the part you objected to, was the locks? You'll find what you came for in Williamsburg, Virginia, from roller coasters and water parks to hiking and kayaking. Williamsburg is great for thrill seekers of all kinds. If you want that thrill, it's also one of the East's premier golf destinations and a city with an emerging food scene to satiate any appetite.
I like food.
Yeah. You know, I say for your next vacation, visit Williamsburg. Just do it. What are you thinking? Come on. From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah, if it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi there, Maureen. Meet Kona and Sonan. Wait a minute.
What the hell was that?
Oh my God, that was, Matt.
Matt, what happened?
Matt.
I think because we were talking and she showed up and I just had to switch midstream and I couldn't do it.
Matt. Oh
God. Wow, yeah.
That was amazing.
We never know when the guest is going to pop in, so we were just chatting and clearly Matt lost his mind. But let me handle this. Maureen, it's very nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you guys too.
And there's so much to talk about. I'm just getting the visual. Let me explain to our listeners that you seem to be in a room that looks very rustic. It looks like it's made of a lot of pine. Mm-hmm. And then behind you looks like lots of feathers, animal bones I see.
Not even just behind you, it's in your hair.
And then you've got something in your hair. I couldn't tell if those are feathers or what's going on. Maureen, the visual demands an explanation. So please tell us, where are you? First of all, you're coming to us from which part of the world?
Spring Arbor, Michigan.
Spring Arbor, Michigan.
Yep.
And are you in a cabin or a rural area?
I am in a rural area. We just got internet out here.
Hey.
Yeah.
For real?
For real. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a real shit show. And
are you okay? Do you need help?
Yeah.
Well, I hear all these NPR stories about these people who don't have internet, and I'm those people. And
yeah. But you know what?
I mean,
there's an upside. There's an upside to it. I mean, I don't know that Thoreau was quite happy when he walked away from the world. A lot of people swear by it. And so you may decide, after checking out our podcast and talking to us, that you don't want internet anymore.
I started doing some really weird shit when I didn't have internet. Exhibits A, B, and C. So I don't know.
Well, tell us. I'm curious what's going on behind you. What is it that you do? What these bones I see behind you, and it looks like, I don't know, eagle feathers and.
Oh, no, nope, that's illegal.
Oh, did I say eagle feathers?
You can say it. You just
can't have them.
Yeah. So those are not eagle feathers, I will point out to people. You're not going around killing eagles. Good.
No.
Well, tell us, what is it? What do you do?
So I work for a taxidermist.
Oh,
yes.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the feathers you see behind me, that's my former best friend, Pee Wee, that my mom ran over and I didn't want to say goodbye. And so I taxidermied him with my boss.
Wait, just What was Pee-wee?
Pee-wee was a peacock.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. I thought you ran over your friend Pee-wee. And he happened to be wearing an exotic coat when you ran into him.
Ooh, very fancy.
No. So that's a peacock behind you that's been taxidermied. Your mother, how do you accidentally run over the most visible animal in the world?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, right. Peacock.
It's a walking traffic signal.
It's insane. You can't, I didn't see that peacock.
Well, she claims she didn't, but so he really hated her. I think he could sense that I loved her.
Wait, you suspect foul play?
No, not on her part. In her defense.
Who hated who? The peacock hated your mother?
Pee-wee hated my mom and my husband. Right. And
how did this manifest itself? Did he attack them, or was it mostly threatening letters?
No, it was he attacked.
Dear sir.
Written with my own plumage quill.
These are his feet right here.
Oh my god.
Maureen
is now holding up some taxidermied peacock feet. Yeah. Now,
I'm really worried when your husband passes away.
He'll be made into a coffee table.
Okay. Hey, his feet could be door stoppers.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. What better way to hold a door open?
That's a great idea. I'll
deceased husband's petrified feet.
So, anyway,
you suspect that maybe the bird attacked your mother.
I watched it and heard it. And then
you watched it?
Yeah, it was terrible. I drank for weeks.
How old were you?
It was just a year ago, last week.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sober now, so it's cool. Okay. But it was very traumatic. It was awful.
I'm sorry. I'm all joking aside. I'm sorry. I mean, seeing an animal that you love get killed is gotta be traumatic.
My daughter saw it. Her friend saw it. It was bad.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So then you taxidermied. You know, that's got to be, isn't that emotionally difficult to taxidermy an animal that you have a connection with?
So... For some reason, so that's why I started doing it, because I don't deal with death well. Mm-hmm. So I just can't let them go, and having them around, I know they're not literally still in there, but having their body still around helps me deal with it. And so,
right.
You know, when I taxidermy them, they're still with me, and I
understand that, and I'm sure that's been no, but I do. I that's actually been, I mean, historically, that's all throughout mankind, is trying to figure out ways to keep people with us. So and loved ones with us. I mean, the Egyptians did that. I think the Egyptians not only mummified their rulers and the wealthy, but they also mummified, I believe, cats.
Yeah, pets. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So, and they were right about just about everything. I mean, we all live in pyramids now.
Right.
but I'm curious, who taught you how to taxidermy? Is it a hard thing to learn?
Oh, I mean, I'm still learning. And just today at work, my boss's name is Mark Ditzel, and he is Ted Nugent's taxidermist. And
I love that. Wait a minute. You can't just toss off a sentence like that. You can't just say, of course, and we all know he's Ted Nugent's taxidermist.
Right. I mean, these are normal things, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know that Ted Nugent is a big into hunting.
Yeah.
And is an avid hunter. And uses a crossbow. So what is he taxidermying? Like, mostly, what is Ted Nugent killing with a crossbow that you can taxidermy?
And that you can talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, he kills everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, whitetail deer, I think that's probably his favorite thing.
But once you taxidermy one, why do you need more?
That's a good question, Conan. That's an excellent question.
I will say, in really Ted Nugent's good. In Ted Nugent's defense, and you're not going to hear anyone say that these days, but, but I shot a remote that Ted Nugent was in many, 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 many years ago, and he was very nice to me, and I saw his operation, and he eats.
Yes.
At the time, anyway,
yep.
He consumes all the meat of any of any deer.
Mm-hmm.
If he kills the deer, he does it in the most humane way possible, and then he eats all the meat. And the meat that he, at least he was doing this at the time, the meat, the extra meat, he froze and donated to homeless shelters.
Yes,
which I thought was cool.
Still does
so,
it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I know that there's
some political stuff I'm not down with, but. You know,
yeah,
it is what it is, whatever.
Yeah, there are people that Ted Nugent probably wants to have taxidermied.
Yeah, maybe.
Because of their political views. That's not cool. But so anyway, I don't know what's involved in taxidermying. Is it unpleasant work? Is there an odor when you're boiling down an animal? Whatever it is you do. Do you boil them down? Do you put them in a pot? What happens? I have no idea. I'm being honest. I don't know.
Oh. So I don't have a sense of smell. Yeah, I lost it. I had a concussion when I was 13 and lost my sense of taste and smell permanently. So
oh my God.
No, it's really helpful because my shit don't stink and nobody else's shit stinks. So, you know, it's great.
And you can eat at any fast food. You can go to a Long John Silver's and have a perfectly enjoyable time.
That is totally right. Yes. Yes.
So, hey, I'll have more of these fish sticks.
Yep.
And I'm just going to finish eating them in the women's room.
Yep.
Sonam, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Better work presentations are possible. They're called Canva presentations. You can supercharge your work decks with Canva presentations. Sounds like I know what I'm talking about. Just start with a prompt, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides in seconds, or with a stunning template and add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from their massive media library. You save time and you wow your audience. Mm-hmm. I have never made one of these presentations and I never will, but there's a reason why Canva is used by 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. 90%!
That's a lot of percent.
Yeah, let's get it to 100%, guys. Come on. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations by heading to canva.com. Designed for work.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So when you're, there is probably an odor.
I'm sure there is. And a lot of, like, I work with two Marks, my boss, and then the other Mark. And the other Mark, sometimes he's like, oh gosh. Oh, and he'll get like a little nauseous over smells. And I just don't.
Doesn't bother you.
I can't smell anything. So I started off boiling heads because that's the grossest thing to get the meat off. Because you do, when you're doing. They're called European mounts, and it's just skull. Yeah. And that's probably the worst smell because it's, you know, flesh and all the when the fur is boiling off. Yeah. Doesn't bug me. I don't, you know, like one time I was boiling a zebra skull and I even tried some of the meat because I'm like, that looks really good. And it was not delicious, but I thought I'd try
it. I'm so glad you said that because I was going to have zebra for lunch.
Yeah, and it wasn't
good. I was weighing whether or not I was going to.
You got to try it.
I was going to have Postmates deliver it, but now I'm not going to order it.
Yeah, don't bother. Don't bother.
So wait, first of all, you have the best sentences. You'll say things like, well, of course, my friend, who we all know is Ted Nugent's taxidermist, or...
Yeah, that's never been said in human existence before.
Yeah, the other day, I'm boiling a zebra's head. Who says that? That's crazy. And then you actually, you grabbed a piece of flesh and popped it in your mouth.
Out of the boiling tureen of boiling zebra head, you just grabbed some pulled zebra, or how did that work?
Yeah, I cut a piece off with my scalpel and just... You know,
I would totally do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Wait a
Sona.
Minute.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. A second Thank ago, you. Sona, a second ago, you were covering your mouth. Of all of us, you were the most squeamish. Yeah.
Look,
and now you're
I'm
saying, oh, I'd grab some of that zebra jerky.
I will be like, oh, this is really gross. It smells terrible. But I could eat a little bit of this. I would.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been around. Yeah, Sona, I believe you. I do believe you.
And what if I never buy a zebra head again and never get the opportunity?
You will be. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You have to try it.
Don't, Maureen, don't worry about that. Matt's right. If I'm never around a zebra head tomorrow, cut to next Thursday. Whoa, three zebra heads boiling in my kitchen.
Oh, I can't do that in the kitchen anymore. My husband won't let me.
He's right.
He has a sense of smell.
Matt, you know, I would never. You know what's weird is if you come into your kitchen, you just never know. Because either you're making up a delicious beef stew or you've got an armadillo that you're melting. And who knows? You can't just dip a... I would not just dip a spoon into any pot on your stove. I would ask a lot of questions first. Do you ever reuse the same pot? Like you boiled down an ostrich one day, and then the next day, you kind of rinsed out the pan, but not really. And then you're making up some Dinty Moore stew for your husband. Does that ever happen?
No, but I will eat stuff and put it down on the very table that I've just skinned some horrific things and then
I would do that too.
Pick the food off of it and like we all do that in the shop. We're like whatever.
Is it true that COVID started with you? Is that what happened? because everything you're describing is what we're not supposed to be doing. And you've got scientists all over the world saying, wait a minute, how did this jump from animal to human? And there are all these suspicions about, you know, could it have been in this southern part of China in a wet market? And then suddenly you're going to see the CDC is going to start saying, you know what? There's this rural part of Michigan.
Oh, my gosh. It makes sense why Ditzel denied COVID so hard.
See? Ditzel. It's back to Ditzel. What if it all started with Ted Nugent?
Oh,
that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Is he? I'll bet he's a COVID denier, too, and he's probably like the lady doth protest too much. Yeah.
He wasn't a COVID denier. He just thought masks were unnecessary because you could kill COVID with a crossbow. I think that was his. He maintained that just one good shot with a crossbow, you could take that fucker out.
He also had a mustache that filtered out COVID like a baleen whale.
He had 40 pounds. He had 40 pounds of COVID in his mustache baleen at any given time.
Oh, Matt. That was good. It was.
That was a good one, Matt.
I haven't heard the word baleen in like since middle school when I learned about the whales.
I know. Yes.
Wow. I feel like I use that word every 3 weeks.
Well, we're not all impressed.
Conan's not impressed.
Take it easy.
I'm sorry. I used the word baleen 3 times this morning.
Mores.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But it was just me mispronouncing Shailene Woodley's name. I don't see what that Baleen Woodley sees in Aaron Rodgers. People were like, Dad, it's Shailene. What, Baleen? Is she still with him or did they break up? Dad. Well, Maureen, I would like to meet you in person someday. I really would, but I don't want you to murder me and then taxidermy me. Okay?
How would you pose Conan if you did?
Yeah, how would you pose me?
Him?
Well, I would definitely pose you nude.
Definitely. Like that's
There's no negotiation.
You don't want to think about that.
No. Well, there was an episode.
What's your reasoning for a nude Conan?
Well, there was an episode where you talked about the hard left lean.
Oh,
and,
God.
And the switched balls. I think we really got to work on that.
Aren't you glad you have Wi-Fi now, by the way?
Definitely. You'd have your hands on your hips.
Oh, I see. You could, legs akimbo, arms on hips.
Yep, chest out.
I know what it is. It's a stuffed, naked Conan with his big old guy going straight to the left, and it's the entrance statue to the Conan Library, so it's like, turn left here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, go left.
This is
People are like, "Well, how do I? Where's the entrance?" I see where it's pointing.
Come on! This is worse than the boiling heads thing. I can't. This is gonna be. This is awful.
You know what?
Beautiful.
He can be clothed. You should be clothed.
I think it's clothing optional. I think it depends on what. You know what? It depends on what day of the week. And maybe there's a certain day of the week where I'm nude in front of the Conan Library.
Oh, adult night, ladies' night.
Ladies, which of course will translate to absolutely no ladies' night.
It's closed.
We noticed that on ladies' night, no ladies come, but nobody comes. Do you think it could have anything to do with the naked Conan statue pointing towards the entrance? Well, Maureen, it's really nice talking to you, and I'm fascinated. I am fascinated by what you do. I think I could not do it, but God bless you. And I am sorry about your peacock. I know that
Thanks.
That was sounds like that was a traumatic time for you, but it sounds like you're doing a lot better now.
Yes, yes, and he's still with me.
Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah,
little Pee-wee.
Yes.
Murder victim of your mother's rage.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, but I'm pretty sure your mom did it on purpose.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, that probably undid your year of
sobriety.
Forget I said anything. Hey, Maureen, really nice talking to you, and take care of yourself.
All right, thanks. Nice to meet you guys.
Maureen. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Introducing ADT self-setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest cams and the Nest doorbell with a battery or wired option. Easily install the ADT self-setup security system at your convenience. This is so good because I can't set up anything.
I know, me neither.
And they've made it simple. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm terrible. I can't get an electric toothbrush to function properly.
Yeah, so easy even Conan O'Brien can do it.
That's what they should say from now on. Yeah. No heavy-duty tools are needed. And if you need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Also features Nest cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package.
That's cool.
That's cool. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have a social battery, and you can feel drained sometimes, you know? What I'm saying is, you know me, and sometimes I'm bursting with energy, and sometimes I get a little down. Well, you got to pay attention to your social battery and spread yourself a little more evenly, okay? Don't get spread too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, it's flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. So all you do, and it makes it easy, fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that's important. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Conan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's right. I'm going to spell help. H-E-L-P.com/Conan.